Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a link to our Sunday Zoom services and a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Roy and Nancy Shimamoto in memory of Nancy's parents, Gilbert and Aiko Yamane. Our speaker this morning is Resident Minister of Moili'ili Honganji, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
I'd like to express my warmest greetings as we welcome the new year, 2022. As Jodo Shinshu Buddhists, let us begin the new year with feelings of joy and gratitude in the sound of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Last year, we experienced tough and challenging daily lives, mainly caused by the continuing coronavirus pandemic. The coronavirus affected many people's lives worldwide, and many people lost their lives. So everyone, please stay safe and well. Let us be mindful of our words and actions to protect ourselves and the people around us. The slogan of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii for 2022 is Building Healthy Sanghas, Connecting with Others. This slogan is very appropriate for this challenging time. We witness discrimination, injustice, division, social unrest, and isolation in today's society. I feel that we are losing a sense of connection with others. It is crucial that each of us cultivate our hearts and minds and realize the world of oneness and interdependence. To truly connect with others, I feel that we first need to listen to the Buddha Dharma. I recently officiated a memorial service where one of the granddaughters of the deceased shared her experience when she was small. One day, she stayed at her grandmother's house with her cousins. They enjoyed praying together during the day. But at night, when it was time to sleep, she became homesick. She felt so lonely and began to cry. Then her grandmother came into her bed, hugged her, and stayed there until she fell asleep. She's grown up now, but she still remembers the warmth of her grandmother and how much she was encouraged and comforted. I also had the same kind of experience. When I was small, I often had stomach aches. It was so painful, and I couldn't sleep. Sometimes my mother visited my room. She rubbed my stomach gently and said, "Daijoubu, daijoubu. You'll be fine, you'll be fine." It was a magic hand for me. Her gentle touch eased my pain, and I fell asleep naturally in great comfort. When parents see their child suffering, they cannot help but extend their caring heart to their child. They try whatever they can to alleviate the suffering of their child. They gently caress us and extend their empathy, concerns, and compassion toward their child. Such a caring heart from our parents and such a connection of lives eases our sadness and pain and provides great comfort. One of the Wasan poems which Shinran Shonin wrote goes as follows. It is a great torch in the long night of ignorance. Do not sorrow that your eyes of wisdom are dark. It is a ship on the vast ocean of birth and death. Do not grieve that your obstructions of karmic evil are heavy. In this wasan, the poem, Shinran Shonin used the word ignorance. Ignorance does not mean you do not know. It means no light in Buddhism. Please imagine that a traveler was sailing across the ocean. If there was no light, the traveler has no sense of direction. He quickly gets lost, and in the worst case scenario, he could lose his life. You can see your surroundings thanks to the light. But if there's no light, you cannot see anything. If you cannot see anything, your hearts are filled with fear, loneliness, anger, and irritation. You cannot clearly understand what is happening around you, and consequently, you suffer and struggle. Shinran Shonin said, "Our lives are compared with the long night of ignorance, long night without a light." Buddhism teaches us why we experience anger, irritation, fear, or loneliness in our lives, because our eyes of wisdom are dark. Buddhism is a path to cultivate wisdom, to see our surroundings. If we can see our surroundings clearly, we can enjoy the scenery. There will be a sense of peace and happiness in our hearts. But cultivating wisdom is not an easy task. Shinran Shonin, for example, practiced in the Mount Hiei for 20 years. He spent night after night poring over the sutras and performing austerities. However, the more he studied and the more difficult the practices he performed, the more he became aware of how deep and persistent his long night of ignorance was. Shinran Shonin must have struggled. He must have felt anger, irritation, and sadness of not finding the light. But through the meeting with his teacher, Honen Shonin, Shinran Shonin encountered the Nembutsu. He found the light. The light from the lighthouse provides a traveler who sails across the ocean with a sense of joy, comfort, and peace of mind. The torch stands firmly on the ground and extends its light toward the ocean for travelers. From the torch's perspective, the skills or career of the travelers, how knowledgeable or experienced they are not the torch's concern. Whether you are good at sailing or not good at sailing, the torch in the lighthouse is illuminating for all the travelers equally, so that they can sail across the ocean safely. Shinran Shonin wrote that Amida Buddha's great torch is such. Shinran Shonin wrote that the great torch of Amida Buddha is illuminating for those of us who are struggling in the long night of ignorance. We are still sailing in the dark ocean of our lives. But we are not alone any longer. Now we have the light of Amida Buddha illuminating us. You don't need to worry about how knowledgeable or experienced, how much you practiced or followed the Buddhist path. Those are nothing to do with Amida Buddha's vow. There is no condition, no string attached. The traveler is still sailing, which means that the troubles, pains, sufferings, or agonies are still there in our lives. The Nembutsu, Amida Buddha's compassion, does not remove those challenges from our lives. The troubles in life are still there, but our mindset will be transformed through the Nembutsu. We no longer consider troubles as troubles. We affirm it and enjoy each moment of our lives as a journey illuminated and embraced by the compassion of Amida Buddha. This warm connection of our lives with Amida Buddha helps us move forward no matter what we experience in our lives. The year 2021 was a challenging year for all of us, mainly due to the continuing pandemic. But it was also a year to ascertain and appreciate the truth of Namo Amida Butsu. In closing, I'd like to express my appreciation for being part of the Honganji Sangha. Your kindness, support, and generosity inspire us at every step of our life's journey. I'd like to ask for your continued support, and I encourage your active participation in our temple services and programs this year. May the sound of the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, flow from our lips. May our daily lives be inspired and guided by the light of Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, January 9th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Shinran Shonin Memorial Hohonko service will be Reverend Daido Baba of Honpa Honganji Headquarters. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. and Mrs. Shimamoto, and our speaker, Reverend Umitani, of Moiliili Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Dr. Warren Tamamoto, President of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.